Test 64, Section 3, Question 17. And here we're looking to strengthen the argument, so we want to know what will help. And it says, deterioration of cognitive faculties associated with Alzheimer's evidently caused by the activities of microglia, brain's own immune cells. Okay, so Alzheimer's caused by activity of the microglia. For one thing, the deterioration can be slowed by some anti-inflammatory drugs, such as acetylsalicylic acid, or just acid. So basically, here's one piece of evidence, is that deterioration can be slowed by anti-inflammatory. Furthermore, patients with Alzheimer's are unable to eliminate protein BA from the brain, where it accumulates and forms deposits. So they don't get rid of this protein BA. The microglia attack these protein deposits by releasing poisons that destroy surrounding brain cells, thereby impairing the brain's cognitive functions. So the microglia attack those proteins, and thereby impairing the brain's cognitive functions. All right, so basically what we are trying to prove, the overall argument, is that the deterioration is caused by the microglia. And the evidence is, there's two pieces. One, which is hard to see how it relates. It just says deterioration can be slowed by anti-inflammatory drugs, which I don't understand how that ties in at this point. So it's kind of standing out there. And then the second piece of evidence is the patients can't eliminate BA, you know, this protein, and then the microglia attack that. So the fact that the microglia attack the protein BA and then release poison that kills the surrounding cells, well, that provides pretty good evidence for the idea that the microglia are at least partially responsible. But I'm still struggling to see how this anti-inflammatory thing might work. And so anything that might tie in the anti-inflammatory thing could help, or anything that says, yes, the microglia are responsible. So, A, the inability of patients to eliminate protein BA from the brain is due to a deficiency in the brain's immune system. Well, we don't really care why they're unable to eliminate the protein BA. We just want to say that Alzheimer's is due to the activity of the glial system, or the microglia. Acetylsalicylic acid reduces the production of immune cells in the brain. Okay, well, this actually strengthens by tying in the statement that acetylsalicylic acid is going to help eliminate or reduce the deterioration based on this, because if it slows down production of immune cells, like the microglia, then that would suggest that the microglia are responsible. So it helps at least a little bit by tying in the piece of evidence that seemed irrelevant. C, the activity of microglia results in a decrease in the buildup of proteins deposits in the brain. Well, that's not really going to help us say that they're responsible for Alzheimer's because they're reducing the protein deposits. The protein BA directly interferes with cognitive functions. Well, that doesn't really say that the microglia are responsible, because the point was that the microglia are releasing poisons into the cell that are then creating the problems. And then immune reactions caused by the microglia occur in certain diseases of the brain other than Alzheimer's. Well, that's fine, but it doesn't really say whether microglia are causing Alzheimer's. And so therefore, answer choice B is our best one, and it helps by tying in a piece of information that didn't seem clearly relevant at the beginning.